Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a lovely dog that is, eh? What kind of dog's that?
Beautiful. We got a cockapoo the other few months ago. What a great looking dog. What a lovely face.
It's a shame they have to have these stupid names though, isn't it? Labradoodle, cockapoo. Great. We've got a Ningledoddle actually coming in. They're getting delivered. The puppy's coming at the end of the week.
Ours actually has got a bit of Shih Tzu in it, which makes it the most. I don't know what dog in it. Honestly, it's cockapoo and Shih Tzu. Hello, mate. You're beautiful, aren't you? You're absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
We've
got to.
We're off. We're off.
Nice to see you.
Take care.
Have taught a family.
Morning.
That's running hard.
Quick dog watch. Yeah. Oh, how are you, mate?
Yeah, well, how are you more like? What are we talking? It's Monday. Father's
Day, Boxing Day. So we'll chat about what we're doing.
It's on the early side.
The early side, but not too bad. No.
You know, slightly early for us, but not early like people who've got problems.
Well, we've both got an element of tension today because we've both got things about midday. I mean, that's tough, isn't it?
Well, that's
really tough.
Maybe we should do the whole thing at a sprint. What was I going to say? So we're going to go about six.
Yeah, about 6 miles.
Around the parks. So we start off down Church Walk in the alley. But my first question to you is, how's your back?
It's getting better.
Jack, how's your back?
It's getting better. I'm running every other day.
Yep.
I'm running about 7-8 miles, 6 miles today. I didn't do the park run at the weekend because I thought, I knew I'd just hurt it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I still ran 7 miles, but I just ran it softly.
Yeah, yeah.
Soft on the foot, didn't push it. And I'm feeling better, I'm starting to feel better.
Running.
I need to take it really gradually.
And if someone comes up to you and says, hi, Paul, we've got this old-fashioned suitcase full of anvils.
Yeah, please
lift it. Just
lift
it up on top of the wardrobe.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Please lift it without bending your knees.
Yeah,
all right.
That's the wrong answer.
Yeah, I'll happily do that. I'm a generous but.
This wardrobe is full of books.
Yeah.
Could you put it on top of this car?
Be careful. How was your running? I saw the pictures. You were in Wales, didn't you? You did a park run.
That's right. I did a great bit of park run tourism because I was working on Friday night in Saundersfoot near Tenby.
Right.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic down there. And though I was on stage in Saundersfoot at 9:15.
Yeah.
And in the event, I arrived in Saundersfoot at 9.
Yeah.
At 9:09.
Right.
With my eyes twiddling around like the snake in the Jungle Book. But I made it.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
And was it a good cost?
It was good. Well, that was good. Because for a minute I thought it was going to be just tourism, like a 13-hour drive just to do a park run in Wales. But I did the show.
Yeah.
But it was really nice on the Saturday morning. I went to Colby Woodland Gardens.
Right.
Park run.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing. I don't know how many of these there are, but Colby Woodland Gardens is a National Trust property.
Right.
So, you know, it's nice that they've got that arranged. It's not just a park, you know what I mean? It's obviously, there's a cafe and really nice loos and a little house there and gardens, you know what I mean?
Really,
so
quite,
you're very
lovely.
Much on and
hallowed turf, as it were. Yeah.
And the park run tourism thing is fun because it's so different but so the same, you know?
Yeah.
Like gigging for us.
All the pre-pattern speeches and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it was... I think that... It's funny because there were plenty of people there, but it felt very... The start was kind of down a... Not an alley, but like a lane.
Right.
So there's a few people like hanging out.
Yeah.
And they had their popcorn boxes and everything. And the guy got up and did the speech. It was interesting. The one thing he didn't do was say, has anyone come from anywhere else?
Right.
And I suppose that doesn't happen that often in Colby, I don't know.
Yes. And, yeah.
But he gave a little... It was quite... He kind of threw it away, but it was all there, you know?
Yeah.
Little guide to the course. Key information.
Did you feel tempted to say,
I'm new?
No.
I've never been here. No, but it was really... Do you remember when we did Frenzy Park and the young woman was very... she was absolutely great, you know, she was so positive. But she was. It was really millennial.
Yes, yeah.
And it was like, it was all about the joy of it. And
yes,
I
yeah.
She mentioned...
slightly cult-like.
Instagram and...
Yes, right.
You know,
right.
Vegan availability and stuff like that. This was an old guy saying... Well, stop, turn right, go up and come back.
Yeah. And, I like that, yeah.
And that's the wonder of parkrun, isn't it?
Yes,
that
it
those two things
is, yeah.
are essentially the same. And, so it's a really good one. It was kind of raining, which is nice, because everyone feels nice that they bothered, you know?
Feels a bit cheers, well, thanks.
Thank you.
Feel
that's a guy letting us
cross. Kind of virtuous and tough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, at the same time.
And... it was a misty, mizzly, seasidey rain, although you couldn't see the sea.
Right.
Oh, and a woman talked to me beforehand.
Right.
It's quite funny, actually. She came up, she was a little bit older than me, and she came up and said, oh, you like? I said, oh, no, I come from London. And she said, oh, yeah, I come down from Watford. So we must have exhibited some kind of stranger's yes, magnetic yeah. field.
Alien.
I'm a stranger.
Alien aura.
I, too, am a stranger. Yeah. So that was nice. It's nice to make a friend and, you know, talk to someone about the whole thing. And, yeah, so the run, it's really nice. You've got this very nicey National Trusty garden. Quite not, you know, it's formal, but not all walled and neat.
Yeah.
It's all paths in the woods and in the middle of the valley there. It's like sort of little wooden bridges over reed beds and stuff. Really gorgeous place.
It's nice to just, on a simple level, just explore through a race a different
bit
of turf, isn't it?
It's just tourism at speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, yeah, totally.
The run itself also, I was thinking about it this morning, kind of, you know, having the conversation with you in my head.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking it was interesting because it's a 3-lap park run.
Right.
And it's with a fair bit of up and down.
Yeah.
And what was interesting about that is both those things absolutely at their best. You know, so I would say that if you said to me, what do you think about laps on a park run?
Yeah.
That's not really my ideal. And then what about, you know, ups and downs? Well, it's not good because you're not going to get a really fast time, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just perfect.
That sounds good.
The balance of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the 3 laps, I mean, 3 laps is a good number of laps, isn't it?
It is, because it's also near as much as a mile, isn't it?
Exactly.
Which is just a nice...
So you're doing a 3-mile run. It's quite...
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Easy, it's nice. Simple pacing, yeah.
Yeah, and they also said, really good, very kind of good ethos of parkrun, saying if you feel like after the first one or the second one, you don't want to go on,
yeah,
just don't go through the funnel.
Yes, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and the subtext of that was that's fine.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really good, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that there were quite a lot of kids there, and again, I just think they've got the community feeling of it really effortlessly, you know. Like the kids were definitely running their own run.
Right.
But you felt that they were still with and supported by
yes.
their responsible adults.
It sounds really nice, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a real safe environment,
lovely,
you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it is funny doing 3 laps, isn't it? Because you do one and you think, really? That feels like I'm running my whole life.
You do one, you feel okay. And then,
yeah, but your mind kind of settles into it. Like, right. at the end of the lap thinking, you know, wow, okay, so that's a lap. And you do the second one and think, oh, well, I can't believe I'm still going to do the third one.
Yeah.
And then you do the third one and you're like, oh, I nearly finished. It's really fun. And yeah, so the 3 laps are good and the hills were good as well. There was a couple of like things that don't really count as hills, like little pools.
Right.
Just to get you, you know, you go over a bridge and then go up a bit to get back on the path.
Right,
you know
okay.
what I mean? Just
yeah, 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 yeah.
30 yards or whatever. And then there was just one slightly longer, this is going to affect you kind of run up towards the end of the lap.
Yeah.
Just great. I have to say. Oh, and there's one little there and back.
Right.
Which I think is to make up
there
the distance.
That,
They're tougher, the Dairenbucks, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Because they just slow you down a bit, don't they?
It's interesting to
they're
see.
Slowing into the turn, the kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's right.
And accelerating out of it. It gets a bit tiring.
Again, in this one, it's kind of at its best because you can't set a steady pace.
Yeah.
Because of the hills and turns and things,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
You know, it's all very gentle, but it's just a little bit too dynamic to just do it like it, you're on a track.
Right.
And so the there and back has that element, but you're kind of ready for it anyway because of the nature of the run. And there's a brilliant Marshall guy standing in the rain
Thank
in his
Marshall.
Hat. Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you.
And of course, you see him three times, so by yeah. the third time, you're
thank
best
you again,
mate.
Yeah. Still thank
so
you.
So how are the kids? But yeah, and it's a good there and back. You know, the bit you're going up and down is a really lovely bit of track.
Right.
You get to see all the other people on the run.
Yes.
That's when
I can't believe they're beating me.
Waves with the women I've met before.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. It's where the people who want to catch up with you get a glimpse of how you're looking, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I did think, one. I was kind of thinking about kids and putting it all out there and, you know, how it is a distance, you know, and fit kids will... They're learning about pacing it out, aren't they?
Yes.
See them go off like little rockets.
Yeah, 5K's a bit long for that. They will fade,
yeah,
won't they?
Yeah. There was one little boy who got in. Second time he went up the slightly more significant hill at the end.
Yeah.
He got up there and he was standing with his hands on his knees.
Oh, bless.
Retching pretty hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I had music on and I could hear
right.
it.
Yeah. It's opposite.
So you've learnt a lesson about pace.
I didn't
remember this.
Maybe he was hungover. You know, I think he was about nine, but
yeah.
He was like going, that's really good.
So obviously you can't put a measure on this, but what position and what was your time?
Well, I did it in just over 22 minutes.
Right.
Which is yeah, it's
honest,
like
honest run for a hill.
It's a minute slower than last time I did Hackney. But then Hackney's totally flat.
Hackney's pancake flat.
Yeah, and I was 10th.
Oh, that's quite good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
undeniably fun.
That's out of like, there's 100 or so people there.
Right.
So it's not nothing.
No, it's great.
It's top 10. And it just made me think, do want to, you know, if you could find the right one, you could win it.
Makes me think, let's find a part of the one that we can win. Doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard there's one in I think it's Pym Fields, North London.
Yeah.
That's meant to be that a decent standard, but sort of almost winnable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the winner does it in about 19 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Which on my best days, I'll be there or there.
Are we talking slow demographic or hills or both?
I think just slow demographic, and people tend to go to other pat runs in the area.
I see.
So, yeah, we need to... That's actually a good shout,
isn't it? Do you think that's...
That's a good shout-out,
isn't
it? Is
it, though? Are we getting into the spirit of a parkrun by using parkrun tourism?
Are there any...
one we can win.
Give us a shout if you think there's one that we might be able to win. Because I would love that.
And particularly,
retire.
You know, not by running it any better or any faster.
No, exactly,
just
yeah.
by going to one.
Just win it purely by the paucity of people. The lack of competition.
All the people who were ahead of me were younger than me, but...
Right.
It was very... It was
so you won your age group.
It was very... There were all kinds of people there, you know.
Yeah.
People running it slowly, people walking it. They had a marshal at the back.
Right.
With a, like, a tail runner tabard.
Yes.
To show you where the back of the
I
run was.
I think they always have that, don't they?
So that was nice. And I suppose they do. I was just seeing it because of the lap factor. And like I say, the presence of kids and the marshalling, it was a good scene. It was really good. It was just... I mean, obviously, it was lovely in and of itself, but it really showed me. I don't suppose I've ever done a parkrun that wasn't in a city before.
Right.
So.
Shows you the ubiquity of it, just.
Yeah.
All the little places.
And what it brings out of the community you're in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I saw loads of people running when I was there as well, like on the journey to and from the parkrun. And this is, you know, quite sharp in the rain on Saturday morning. The people running. It's a good thing to do over a weekend, isn't it?
Someone should do a podcast about running.
Yeah.
And just chat about running while they're running.
You've had a great idea there.
I think that'd work.
Yeah, I think you've
And maybe
got...
connect with a community of people who like running.
I think you've got early onset.
How was your
Father's Day? Well, it was great, actually. Yeah, really good. We were going out with friends to... see some jazz over a Sunday roast.
Nice.
And that was already in the diary.
Right.
But it just meant that me and the dad the other family became you know,
sort of,
we got to
sit heroes
at the head of the table and wear crowns and not pay for anything. It was great.
What about you? Father's Day is one of those things that it's in the diary, but you kind of get things in, don't you, and then realise it's Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those days. Yeah. Well, I quite a funny one, actually, because I woke up, obviously, and I'd banged my head on the door, on the side of the door the previous night, because I was trying to get into bed without waking Rachel.
Right.
And
Did you get to some ridiculous angle?
Yeah, just some angle, just there. It's not a big thing, but it's a little...
Right, stop, I've got to get a photo, so that people can see that this is true. We stopped by the reservoir, and you've got a cut there. I noticed that. I thought it was just a... That's it. Look how sad he is as well. Oh.
So I did it, trying to sneak in, not to wake Rachel, or the dogs sleeping on our bed.
Yeah, yeah. And sleeping?
Then, well, no, they're all well,
sleeping and pooing.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a lot of blood. There was a lot of claret.
Yeah. So you woke her up then.
No, I didn't.
She stayed asleep. That's impressive.
She's still asleep. So I just stuck up. So I woke up sort of in with a plaster, bleeding, bit groggy. Went to the shop to buy stuff for my breakfast. What with it being Father's Day and everything, of course I've got to go and get my own breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Went down to the petrol station, filled the car up, went in, then realised I didn't have my bank card with me.
Right. Having already essentially stolen the tank of petrol.
Yeah. So, and instead of explaining it, I thought I'll just drive home. So I just drove home, which felt quite exciting, even though I knew I was coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like it would take more effort to explain things.
It was like a temporary crime.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a hit and run and return.
Hit and run and run back.
Yeah, hit, run, run back. I came back and they knew
I'd... Smash and grab.
Yeah, yeah.
Drop,
and then apologise.
Fix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I returned and... claimed that, pointing to the plaster on my head, claimed I'd been a bit groggy, and they were fine, but you could tell
they didn't quite trust me. Yeah, exactly. Well, you can see why they wouldn't quite trust you, because you were lying.
Yeah, because I'd run off. You can see why they didn't trust me.
Stole some petrol and then told a lie.
I was an obvious thief.
And also, then you add the bit where you're being nice, and people really never know what to do with that.
I tried to engage with a guy afterwards. I said, so, had you rang the police already? I mean, were they after me? And he was like, he just looked at me. But anyway, and then in terms of things, having the diary.
Did he say, we will never be friends?
Yeah.
Thief! I just say, well, between coming out of your crazy crime and what actually went on, we're coming around, we wanted to do this one because we get to do all those nice gravelly tracks we like.
Yes.
So we're coming through Woodbury Wetlands.
We do like it, it's very peaceful.
It's gorge, isn't it?
It's really, really nice.
Hitting the gravelly path. Now, I feel that, there it is.
Nice.
So, in terms of stuff in the diary, what did you have down?
I had I had a gig in Minehead.
Oh, that's far, isn't it?
That was, when I booked it in, I thought it was Maidenhead, which is an easy mistake.
Yeah, we all done it. I went to Southport when I thought I was going to Stockport once,
yeah.
And that was a double.
And it was like, Minehead, it took me 5 hours to get there, 5 hours to get back.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the middle was a gig at Butlin's Minehead.
Yeah.
Should we go down here? I like this.
Great, go for it.
And it was hard work. But I enjoyed it, but it was really hard work.
Yeah, yeah.
There were noisy, loads of sound bleed. The act before...
Was it something special? Was it? Did you
it
have
was
to
an
be
80s,
clean?
It was an 80s theme weekend.
Right.
So it was
Are you
rammed.
Considered 80s?
I obviously am. There was a moment when I was on stage really... just battling out, just doing my absolute best stuff in the absolute most dynamic way possible.
Yeah.
To win the half of the room that was listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I thought, this is exactly the festival where I actually should be. Because I'm not cool enough for the young festivals.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really not. I'm in a suit. I'm old school.
Oh, God!
What? What happened?
Oh!
What happened?
Yeah, I ran, my head went through that little hawthorn there.
Oh, no.
And something moved to my ear. And stayed in my ear going, into my, I mean, it wasn't as loud as that.
Has it gone out now?
It's gone now and it didn't sting or anything. But I've done, I've got a wasp sting down here brushing past the leaf. So it gave me a fright.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
They are everywhere. It was in there going,
hazards. Hazards everywhere.
So you're not cool enough for proper festivals.
No, and I'm really not. And I just thought,
I didn't think I'd found my people. I thought, I thought on some level, I deserve this. Just like, but it was fine. I actually, in terms of how tough it was, the act before me,
yeah,
who's a decent Canadian guy, Paul Meyerhog.
Paul Meyerhog.
His best response, the best bit of his gig was when a bloke from Scotland came to the front and wanted to punch him.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's that kind of gig.
Yeah.
So
I went to Dubai with Paul Meyerhog.
Pardon?
I went to Dubai with him.
He's a lovely
he's
man.
He's great. He's very funny off stage.
He's very
funny on stage.
Yeah, he's really funny. He just struggled to connect with Butlin's Minehead, which I completely,
I see that.
You know, I completely get that.
They're upset with someone as tall as him, let alone as foreign.
Yeah, they've got some bearded Canadian chatting about stuff that's
your
not about
your neck's too long!
Yeah. No, because Paul had done a joke suggesting Scottish people were in some way a bit violent.
What?
And in order to rebut this, the Scot went to the front and wanted to punch him in the face.
I've experienced this before. That reminds me of when I was at Cardiff Holiday Inn and a young student behind a bar. And he was just trying to not serve these old truckers.
Right.
But he was like a sort of Harry Potterish 20-year-old. Yeah. They were really... And anyway, ended up... I actually called the police quietly from the back of the room because it ended up with this guy, this huge, like, rock of a bloke with this totally short silver hair standing with both his hands flat on the bar saying to the guy behind the bar, "Are you accusing me of threatening behaviour? Yeah. Are you accusing me?"
Just run that by me again, pal.
I'm entirely okay with the hypocrisy of the situation.
My head's as wide as a fridge.
Are you? So, yeah, I've seen that happen.
Yeah, that can happen. So I ended up having quite a decent gig, to be honest.
Yeah, great.
And then I drove home for 5 hours with Andre Vincent.
Ooh.
It was actually good fun, actually. Yeah, we had a good chat. It got quite childish and silly.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, and but it meant from 11:15 till 10:30.
Yeah.
I wasn't around.
Yeah. On Father's Day.
On Father's Day, yeah. I got a card.
Best Father's Day ever for them.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, the kids loved it. I got a card from Bonnie, which was really nice and heartfelt and sentimental. I barely got eye contact from the boys. I mean,
I said so next year for my present.
Did you get something? What did you get?
I hinted for a pouch for my iPhone to wear on my upper arm.
Yes.
Hinted for and got.
Brilliant. Good
I
for you.
I got two really nice cards with some kind of amusing cartoons in them and stuff.
Nice.
And also, they kind of just remembered on a regular, on a kind of half-hourly basis to say, Happy Father's Day!
That's nice.
And run and give me like a hug and a kiss.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah. So how does that compare with yours again?
I mean, they could barely get up to have breakfast with me before I left, the breakfast that I'd already gone out to buy.
Yeah, right.
It was pretty low, but having said that, George, they're rubbish at Mother's Day as well. The boys, especially, they're just rubbish.
And your birthday, let's not forget that time they forgot your birthday.
Yeah, they're just... It's almost like I'm not a priority. This is a nice run, isn't it? This is nice.
But you see, I'm sure that you're complicit in this. I'm sure you've spent your life telling me, it doesn't matter. No, don't mind. Don't matter.
No, I am one of those. I'm like, listen, I've already got everything I need. You don't need to. Please don't talk. What? No one's got me anything. Really, I'm one of those guys.
Yep. You think they might have learned to read you, but
yeah. Yeah, totally. Ignore what I'm actually saying. Went to the subtext.
I was just thinking about how this... See this track again?
Yeah.
We've come off the second reservoir, we're coming around this bit of the canal, and it's just...
Beautiful
summer's day. It's the best bit underfoot around where we live,
beautiful summer's day.
It's nearly the...
Nice and soft. Father's Day, Boxing Day.
Yeah.
It's always a good day.
It's when you're listening to this, it will be, if you're listening to it hot off the press, as it were, summer solstice.
Yes.
Longest day of the year on the Thursday.
Nice.
When this comes out. I love the summer solstice. I'm enjoying the hippiedom of the thing.
Yeah.
You know, getting out, running in the grass.
Yes, yeah.
Running, I mean, we've actually been trying to get out early. Someone said about that. You know, what about running first thing in the morning?
Well, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
We set off at about 9:10 for this.
But, I mean, there's no point running at sunrise if it's cloudy.
No.
And
no.
Also, my guts won't allow it.
Yeah.
Like, they really won't do it.
No, I know what you mean.
I can't leave the house for about an hour and a half after I get up.
Yeah. You need to drop the kids off.
Yeah, and at first they don't want to, they're not ready.
Yeah.
And then when they do come, they're kind of loose and damp. Yeah, the kids' analogy is falling down there. Sometimes I think I kept a microbe when I had food poisoning in India. That I'm just living in symbiosis.
Yes.
I used to like it because it felt like it was really helping me keep the weight down, but then it burst out of my chest and killed everyone on my spaceship. But yeah, because when it comes down to it, it is nice going out in the morning. I do love the idea of the long day. You know, when I lived in Scotland and it never got properly dark.
Yeah.
You know, the sun would just set on one side and then this patch of light-coloured sky would just move around the edge and just pop up again.
The great thing about going for a run in the morning is you got it banked, haven't you?
Yeah.
I've done my run. I've got it banked.
Yeah. And add to that park run, you know, where you do it fast and...
Yes, it's great. That's what makes that run so good, yeah.
Lovely. No, I mean, I had to check out of my hotel at 10:30
right.
on Saturday, and by that time, I'd got up,
yes.
dropped the kids off,
yeah.
gone out, done the park run, come back, done my full rota of exercises and had a shower.
Nice, yeah.
So then, got in the car. I was going to hang around in beautiful Saundersfoot and have a coffee and look at the sea, but the weather was bad.
Right.
And I was poorly dressed for it. Didn't really have anything to...
And where did you have to go? Where
I had to go to the Midlands. I was on Dudley on Saturday night.
Oh, Dudley. I saw that.
You do.
I saw that on Facebook.
It was a great gig. It was
the Civic. It's lovely, that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Really big. Hundreds of people.
Yeah, lovely, lovely.
Great
gig.
Bill. Me and Troy Hawk and Joel Dommett. Good old Joel Dommett. See, I thought of him when you said about who we are, what festivals we can play. Because I was listening
He's very good at festivals, isn't
he? Yeah, and I was listening to Six Music and hearing about Robert Smith and Meltdown and everything. And
yeah.
Thinking, oh, I love The Cure, and just being that Six Music guy. But he was there. He was there on Friday night dancing in the concrete lakes.
Nice.
To some new DJ electronic person called... I don't know, like Celsius or something. Yes, I don't know, just something super cool that someone 10 to 15 years younger
something
than
happening, yeah.
Anyway, and it was, he is also so gorgeous. You know, there really was a frisson in the gig of women. He'd say, Rob Dean's here, and they go, hey, Troy Hawks, hey, and Joel Dommett, baby coots scaring them. Look at you, baby coots, they're squeaking. The squeaking.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare. A leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a bit showbiz talk, people might not know, because it's quite niche, but what's Troy Hawk like? I've never seen that character.
No, me neither. It's great, and people really like it.
Right.
Milo's really nice. The funny thing about Milo McCabe is he's always got a character.
Yeah, he's always got... And he used to play... Milo McCabe's a physically talented English comic who does different characters. He did a Spanish bloke, a Portuguese.
Filberto for a long time. I saw Filberto a few times and I just thought, I don't know why he's a character.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Troy Hawk, but I should imagine. I think, but anyway, they love it. That's the key thing.
But he's also one of those guys who wanted you to
to be Filberto off stage, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of method character comic actor.
Yes. Well, fair enough. You've got to do what you've got
to
do.
Whatever you got to do to get in the zone, mate.
Yeah. But yeah, so the gig was great. But, and the drive, you know, I had a terrible drive to Wales, as discussed. It got really choked up towards Cardiff, and I just thought, so glad I don't have a car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And thank goodness for Six Music, as I say, just saved my... I'd have gone insane. But anyway, I thought, it's raining in Saundersfoot, I'll just go to Dudley, right? So I set off. Nice drive through the hills. We're still feeling a bit carded out from the day before.
Yeah.
A couple of stops. Stopped for a coffee and a bit of breakfast. Drove a bit more. Stopped to get a load of food to eat in the car and get a hoodie because I was so cold. Still got to the venue early. Got there at like 4 o'clock.
Right.
And I was called at 6 for a sound check, so it's not as early as it sounds. Plus, I was totally aware I was early. You know?
Right.
I just thought, what I want to do while I'm here is do that script I've got to write.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For Monday.
Just sit there
and maybe have a little sleep or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, I parked at the venue where I was supposed to, and I went to the door, and I could see there was someone inside. I thought, oh, that's good. Maybe they want a sound check, or maybe I can dump my guitar.
Right.
Maybe there's a dressing room I can hang out in. Anyway, this woman gave me this look. I'll show you. This is the look. She went...
Distrust. Aggression. Confusion.
Shaking her head like I was a total idiot. Nothing positive. No smile, no words.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was awful. And then she went and she got this bloke.
Right.
And he came to the door.
Yeah.
And he opened the door a crack and fed his head out through the gap.
Right.
And said, "Can I help you, mate?" And I started answering, and I was on the politeness back foot. I was like, "Yeah, sorry, I'm so early." But I thought, but he wasn't listening. He said, "Are you for the cold, eh?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "There's nobody here."
Right.
And all the everything they gave me was with a deep subtext of, "You are a bloody idiot." I was so offended.
Right.
I really was. And even when I was moaning about it online, people said, "Well, how early were you?" It's like, it doesn't matter. I had my reasons.
I was
ready to say, "Sorry, I'm really early, but is there a chance I could..." But I wasn't allowed to get that far. And it was horrible. And then
to be fair, they're probably not used to people who want to spend more time in Dudley than they absolutely
have. Yeah. I walked up the high street in Briley Hill.
Oh, my.
I did... You know, I went to a pub there, which was, you know...
It's quite challenging.
It smelled like a toilet.
Right.
There was a lot of sadness in there.
Yeah,
there was also some children kind of going... at all the time. Yeah. And that was the nicer of the two pubs. Also, I had a drink in there. I didn't want one. I just wanted to show that I didn't want to be ostracized. It was proper peer pressure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm here to drink, all right? So I had a drink, and it was fantastic value. And I just think next time someone hits me up with how expensive drinks are in London, I'm going to say, "I don't mind."
Yes.
I'll pay the money. Yeah, how much is that pint of vodka? 18. Yeah, yeah, you can have it.
It's one of those... Dudley, it's like the gigs are always great there. The people who go to the gigs are lovely.
Yeah.
But it's challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, the show was wonderful. It really was a great gig. And it was really, you know, it was just poorly timed.
You need a bit early, mate. "Can I help you? Can I pretend to ask to help you whilst being determined not to?"
Yeah. "There's nobody here," says a man who was quite clearly there. And, you know, they were the people.
Right.
You know, when I got there
later.
So
they were the people later.
He was like the guy, the front of house manager. He still had nothing nice to say to me. And he said, I mean, I didn't go back. I went away and thought, right, that's it. I'm not coming in until the promoter's here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then the promoter was nice. But as soon as he got there, that same guy said to the promoter, "Not have a word."
Yeah.
So, you know, he's obviously...
He was here before that.
He liked a bit of a row. And the other lady came up, and fair play to her, said, "Can I get you anything? Cup of tea? Do you want to..." She was really nice.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether...
Probably a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's a funny old thing. It was all good.
Yeah. Because the gig was great, isn't it?
That
is a lovely gig, yeah.
Really great. And really nice, really... talking of the running commentary community, that was a really good... people were lovely on social networks. So I felt particularly bad about moaning about my welcome.
Yes.
Because people were just all over Twitter and Instagram saying, enjoyed the show.
Nice, that's great.
It was a good scene.
Yeah.
And nice to see Joel as well. We've got to get him on. while it's still this year, we should hear about his Speedy London. He's just a really entertaining character.
Yeah, he's cool, isn't he?
I haven't heard anything back from Johnny Marr yet.
Will you wait the Marr?
Ellis James met him the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, great meeting you, one of your heroes. And he did a joke about it, put up a picture, and I liked it. I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
I was just really, really, really jealous. Yeah. That's the same as liking it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the same. I'll tell you what, there's a new Dimbleby's off, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's big news, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a big show.
Everyone talks about Question Time online. Is this really... Does everyone watch Question Time, or is it just us? Is that our echo chamber?
I think
is it's comedians?
I think it's... I think there's a bit of echo chamber about it, but I think it's an iconic... I think it's a great show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's. I think it is important.
Well, do you know what? I was watching you talking to Jeff Norcott and Ian Stone about this and thought we might talk about it. I don't think I've ever watched it.
Right.
And I'm totally aware of it. I know what goes on.
Yeah.
I basically watch it online, like Joe Pantoliano in The Matrix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't watch it because I'd get too cross.
Right.
But I totally approve of it. I think you're absolutely right. I think that this is my... It's my issue.
Yeah, I think...
I just think you've got a more sanguine temper than me.
I'm fascinated by politics, but I'm not... particularly tribal about it. I'm just absolutely fascinated by it. And I think it's... Do you remember... Well, you won't remember. Do you remember when Robin Day used to do it?
Yeah.
And
I
he
do
was
remember.
Great in it. Yeah. Just eccentric, but... Well, knowledgeable.
And a very unusual voice.
He was funny.
And a bow tie.
Yeah, and the bow tie.
Those are the days.
And Dimbleby's been incredible. I just think it's a lovely examination of character, of politicians, and it's like like I said this morning to someone, it's like a rolling tribal sitcom, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny because
really like
there's you watching it, kind of like Granted Roberts, who'd watch a game of football without supporting either side, really winding up my dad.
Yeah.
And then there's the people who watch it and just get really angry.
Yes.
From every political stripe.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Getting angry with the people they disagree with.
Yeah.
And then there's people who want to avoid those emotions, so they don't watch it. And that's me.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think that you and I are unusual. I think most people watch it and get really angry.
Yes. Yeah, but it's entertaining, though, as well. I mean, as well as a sort of event for anger.
Turning this path a bit into a path? I thought they'd fenced it off, but it's better than that.
Is that
there's
for the
a shortcut. We're in Finsbury Park. Maybe they are trying to fix the park. I don't know.
Or maybe it's a shortcut for the park run.
Don't get me wrong. It is not good looking. But they've kind of fenced off this
early days,
the shortcut from the toilet back down into the park. And it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Great to see where all the tax goes.
It's so do you want to see hosting a Question Time? Dimbleby's gone.
Well, I do have a soft spot for Andrew Neil.
Yeah.
Just because he's one of those guys, whenever he does the election, he's the guy who's been there up all night.
Yeah.
Looking really pristine and still ferocious at 7 in the morning. He's got just a crazy energy.
Yeah.
But I think it probably, at the moment... I'd be surprised if it wasn't a woman at the moment.
Yeah, which
so
is...
So he's trying to get a decent... It'd be, I don't know, Kirsty Walk or...
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's a brilliant... It's a completely different context. She's a brilliant interviewer, isn't she? No,
yes.
Wait a minute. I was mixing it. I wasn't thinking because... Yeah, Kirsty Walk's good. I've met Kirsty Walk. She's very...
It's a tough gig, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's really difficult to be impartial but authoritative at the same time.
And
it's
also,
very,
we're
very
talking
difficult.
Britain, so whoever it is, it's not just a tough gig. It's like the... you know, they're going to get torn apart before they even turn up.
Yeah,
in the media and online.
It's very,
you know, like an England manager.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very iconic. I mean, it's very... You're always disappointing all people. It's like the BBC, isn't it?
Yeah.
If everyone's attacking you, you're sort of doing something right.
Yeah, although the BBC seems to be able to turn that into a failure. They're like, oh, we're so sorry.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
We're so sorry about who we are.
Yeah.
And crazy, you know, I'm really just, like we talked about the Radio 2 thing, just general...
Yeah, just acts of self-harm.
Trying really hard to be impartial and,
yes, yeah.
and making discussions surreal.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's obviously what will happen. They'll give it to Mayo and Wiley.
Mind you,
A little double up.
Perfect. Well, why don't they keep David Dimbleby but make him do it with a woman he doesn't particularly like?
Yes, or like team all suited to the show. Yeah. That's obviously the move.
Mind you, in a sequel to that, Morning Magpie, the first time...
Morning Magpie.
This... Driving to gigs last week, because I had a corporate in Nottingham and then did that lovely gig in Bicester on Thursday.
Corporate in Nottingham then.
Driving home, you know, between 10 and midnight, Sarah Cox's new show on Radio 2.
Right.
She's excellent.
I've always loved Sarah
She's
Cox.
She's really good.
She's brilliant, yeah.
She's really positive
she
and inclusive.
She should be doing breakfast radio.
She's really witty.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, the only downside of her having a daily show now is she's less likely to be in for Chris Evans.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's always been great, yeah.
So that was...
I remember when I worked at MTV, this was years ago. And I used to do a daily
show. It
wasn't
as good as when you did Butlin's Minehead, was it?
No, nowhere near as cool as that. When I was just in with all the cool kids interviewing all the bands all the time. But Coxy was in at MTV as well.
Yeah.
And they were a bit worried about her because she was going out boozing loads and turning up late. You know, she was just a bit all over the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got me in to just chat with her and just have a chat with her about being professional and what it is. And look how that turned out.
So you claim full credit?
No,
I'm saying contemporary skills.
I'm saying, A, how ridiculous to get me to give someone advice anyway.
Yes.
B, she obviously knew way more than I did at the time.
Yeah.
And C, look at the trajectory of our careers in broadcasting. I think you'll find she didn't need me to
be there. Just accidentally said good morning to some pigeons, wasn't it?
Good morning, pigeon.
Good morning, pigeon. Oh, you idiots.
It's that thing when bosses get annoyed with people working at MTV for being exactly what they should be.
Exactly.
Just reckless and drunk and late. Like Russell Brand was constantly off his head, turning up to these shows. Huge star.
My mate was an edit producer on Big Brother's Big Mouth.
Right, yeah.
I used to do that quite a lot as a pundit.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a good place to turn, isn't it?
And my mate did that. Yeah, great. It's nice to have someone reversing up onto the pavement towards you. My friend said, oh, Russell's always late, and then he spends ages doing his hair, and just dissing, not for partying or anything, just for kind of having a big ego and being a star.
Yeah.
And I just called my friend out on it. I was like,
"Are you
obviously that's exactly what you want.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
If you turned up right on time and did exactly what you wanted and tried to help, you wouldn't respect him.
Yes.
You wouldn't think he was a, it's capital T, capital T. He's the talent.
And that's the thing that you don't know when you're like a humble idiot from the north.
Yeah.
So if only I'd been a bit more ruder later.
Yeah, yeah.
About, you know, instead of the nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm
Sometimes
saying?
You can feel it. I have been a meaner boy in my time in a foolhardy attempt to win the approval of people who might give me a job.
Yes, yeah.
And you can just feel them.
You sense that.
Thinking less of you.
Yeah, the respect's waning.
I did a tryout thing for a music game show.
Yeah.
Which, you know, frankly, if you've got a music game show, I'm going to put my modesty to one side. If you've got a music game show, I'd be quite a useful person to have in your team.
Yes, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Particularly if you're making one up from scratch.
Yes.
Because I've got one.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
I've
written
it. It's really good, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and but maybe it's even as I say it, I was too invested, too much in it.
Right.
But I went out and tried out for it. And had a great time. But I did a lot of kind of springboarding, a lot of helping other people on that tryout have a good gig.
Yeah.
Some of whom went on to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then they got me back and they said, can you come back? I came back off a holiday to do 3 playthroughs of it in a day. And I should have seen a problem then because I've already become like a help.
Yes.
A helper rather than an auditioner.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So totally. I did 2 run-throughs. That was really good fun. Good stuff. Lots of stuff. Some quite selfless, strong performance from me.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then the 3rd run-through, all the other people from the media had, left.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, we can't stay all day. We'll do 2 and then go. And they had one big star who could only get there. Sorry, I can only come this afternoon. And I just stuck around, you know, to help because I'd said I would.
Yeah.
And by that time, it was like I felt entirely invisible.
Yes, of course.
You know, I'm playing this game.
Of course, yeah.
I'm doing it really well.
Yeah, yeah.
And just thinking, this somehow, by doing this, by being here all day, doing what they wanted as well as I could.
Massively devalued yourself.
I've made myself
a
totally unlikely to get the job.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that would be... But it totally made sense when I was there.
I mean, because it's completely about how much you value your time, isn't it?
Yeah.
By showing that you value them more than your own time, But yeah. It takes
and your skills.
It takes a long time to work this out.
Yeah.
You know.
And equally, you can't be that. You can't be the other way around. You can't be like a needy, angry, rude person when they're not particularly invested in giving you a job.
Yes, yes, yeah. It's about
fine, go away.
It is about power. And
can I help you, mate?
Yeah. It's it's a tricky one, obviously.
Yeah.
Which I never worked out. Which is why I like doing stuff like this.
Anyway, that music game show failed.
Yes.
And the other famous music game show is no longer on television. So if there are any producers who want a music game show, I've got one.
Yeah.
Come and get it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I won't help you.
You can have an hour.
You can have an hour.
Yeah.
I won't really be listening.
But no, Coxie's great on the radio. And just funny.
Yeah.
Funny and real.
Yeah. Radcliffe and McConey on Six Muse is great.
Yes, yeah, they're good.
My compadre, Stephen Mack, who's at Meltdown, though, so I was jealous because he was at the Festival Hall.
Yeah.
Tom Robinson interviewing Tracy Thorne. She's good, isn't she?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if she runs. I'd like to get her out for a chat.
And
what I love about Tracy Thorne is she's got she's always been brilliant, but they had that kind of massive moment, her and Ben Watt, and he was really ill.
Yeah.
And she, some sort of at the same time, she like thought she'd retired for good.
Yes.
And
like
raised their kids for a few years, and then they came back, and it's like they're like Gandalf the White, you know? She's just so wise and good now. Do you know what I mean?
She's
like an advanced version of herself.
Yes, yeah.
And what's brilliant is that the world recognises that, so she's doing records that people... I mean, her book, what's it called? Bedsit Disco Queen?
Yes.
Oh, it's great. She's so good. I think it's interesting, I feel quite hippie-ish about it, because she's got such a wonderful singing voice and such a wonderful writing voice, and it feels like the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wit and intelligence... But also just a really nice sound. In a way, what's the difference, Paul?
She's found it, hasn't she? She's found a voice. Yeah. This is a nice little pocket.
Yeah. This is the Gillespie Road Ecology Garden. And
I went to a really good kids' party once when the kids were really young, and they all came as Wizard of Oz characters.
Oh, great.
I had a great time in there.
How did you find it? How did you find a place?
Yeah, we just follow the yellow
book. Follow the yellow book.
So how's the...
I actually bumped into a guy... And I said, what do you do here? He said, we represent the lullaby, the lullaby, the lullaby.
There's no place like... How's the running going, mate? What's happening with it? Because you've been trying to run a couple, maybe one or two more times a week, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
I've been bumping the mileage a little bit.
Yeah, last week my little edict was go out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, run your 7-ish at pace.
Yeah.
And then do the exercises afterwards. Don't do them on a different day.
Right.
So do the whole session, you know?
Yeah.
So I did that Monday, Wednesday, Friday as, you know, separate from everything else.
Right.
Me and you went out and did a 6 and a half on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I went and did this park run on Saturday. So I ran 5 days out of six.
That's a cozy 30, isn't it? You've got
Yeah, and I didn't... But I didn't try. I didn't think I am going to run six days. You know, I just said, yeah, I'll do that. You know, I just kind of said yes to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. I mean, I think that it's not... I feel good about it. I feel pleased with myself. But you do have to watch it. You know, I can feel it in my legs.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Twingy, injury-y. And it was hot last week. I lost a bit of pace. I don't know whether it was the heat or running too much.
Right.
But my, you know, my 7:30s, 7:40s became 8s by
the
end of the week.
It is the nature of training, is it? If you ramp your mileage up, your legs will be a bit heavier. But if you just had a few runs this week and then did a park run on Saturday, you'd find your pace coming back.
Yeah,
you'd be a bit stronger. It's just
Chris and Lyman saying he wanted to get up to 50 miles a week.
Yeah.
And I think you've got to creep up on it, haven't you?
I find. For me, there's huge differences between running from 30 to 40 and 40 to 50.
Yes.
And you undoubtedly get faster.
Yes.
Assuming you can remain injury free.
Yeah.
I found my limit to be about 50, 55 miles.
Yeah.
Before I start thinking I'm going to get injured.
And how long for? How many weeks would you do 50, 55 for?
Well, in the build up to a marathon or a big race, I'd probably do about... I'd build up to about 3 weeks at about that phase.
Yes, yeah.
And then have a few weeks taper and then come down. I'd do my highest week in terms of mileage maybe 4 weeks before the marathon.
Yes. And the old thing of not adding more than 10% a week is a good rule.
Yeah, if you can do it. Yeah,
particularly if you're higher.
Yeah,
you know, if you're running, I suppose, you know, I might have bumped up more than 10% this week without even noticing because
yes, yeah,
it's
probably
all at a sort of slightly lower level.
Yeah, you probably
But if
have.
You're adding, if you did a week of 40,
yeah.
you probably shouldn't run 50 the next week.
No, I agree. Yeah, 40 to 44, you know, 45 is, that's a nice bump. But you'd also be amazed how easy it is to run big miles once you put your long runs in.
Yeah.
You know, if you do a long run of a weekend of 18 and then a midweek 10, say.
Yes.
You've already got 28.
That's right. So, and also, I found the reverse is true. That if you run, if you knock just a couple of miles off
yeah.
and try and go out every day, it can be really disappointing.
Right.
You know, I think I did a week once where I was doing 5 miles a day for 5 days
yeah.
instead of 7 miles three times.
Right.
And, you know, I was tired.
Yes.
I was yeah. aching. It felt like I'd spent all my time running.
Yeah.
I was like, I've only done a couple of miles further.
Yeah.
Because I knocked them off, you know.
I must say, I think you get fitter. Interesting question, actually, but I think you get fitter by doing 3 10-mile runs in a week as opposed to 6 5-mile runs.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You just get stronger.
Yeah.
And your body recuperate on the days off. And
but then mixing it up is great as
oh,
well.
Absolutely, of course.
Which brings me to something else, because I think that in this last year or so, I'm quite good at getting the miles up.
Yeah.
But drop the pace. And I think you need to do both. I think that's as close as I got to the training I really wanted to do in the run-up to this year's marathon.
Right.
I was doing a slow 20 and a fast 20.
Right.
If nothing else, it's really interesting to experience the difference.
Yeah.
The fact that slow 20 will leave you tired because you've been out running all day.
Yeah.
And a fast 20 will leave you feeling quite fresh.
Right.
But hurting a couple of days later.
Right.
You know, it's a funny old thing. It's all happening down here, isn't it?
I just like with the long runs, try to practice if you can, getting quicker towards
yeah.
the end.
Yeah.
Because that's when you need it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they tire you out, the long runs.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're knackering, aren't they? Are you up here?
Yeah. That's why I like the three laps in there. It's not a long run, but
yeah.
Just psychologically. Cheers. Running the old three laps and just trying to have pace in that third lap.
Yes, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just because obviously it's not a long run at all, but that is
it's
trying to find a gear when you've been running, basically.
Yeah. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
As we approach the five lapper,
and the other
Highbury Fields part run.
Yeah, well, should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it now. Yeah.
But I think that the other thing is, no matter how much you creep up on it, I mean, maybe other people aren't the same as us, but I think you can't just map 50 miles a week into your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You're always going to know you're doing that. It's something to move up towards and come down away from.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know, really all over your ultras and
fell
running or whatever.
People get it running to and from work and stuff, don't they? That
yeah.
sort of blend it in. But I certainly find it quite difficult maintaining that.
Yeah.
This is nice. Very hot.
But yeah, I mean, I'm really liking and enjoying the running at the moment. And just trying not to, you know, fundamentally. Oh, well, actually, I think that I'm just feeling quite hippie-ish at the moment, feeling quite philosophical about the whole deal.
Right.
Maybe it's summer solstice. Stuff
yeah.
going on in life, I don't know, like you know, Tracy Thorne. But, you know, with our running, I think right from the start, one of the things about your running that inspires me, and I think also that you perhaps don't realise because it comes so naturally to you, is that balance between loose, completely meditative,
yes, yeah.
Unlocked running.
Right.
And training.
Yeah.
You know, knowing
yeah.
how fast you went, using
yeah.
your strength.
Yes.
Knowing how far you went.
Yeah.
You know, so it can really seem like an either or.
Yeah.
And it isn't, if you get it right.
Absolutely, yes.
It's yeah. both at once.
Yeah.
And for me, that takes quite a lot of effort. I mean, I come at it from the meditative end. You know, I'm really terrified of getting obsessive and spending all my time thinking about numbers while I'm running, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I use music to quiet the thoughts in my head, you know, this
yeah.
kind of stuff. But equally, over time, I think I've found a balance.
Hi, mate.
And so just being at the point I'm at now where I'm kind of training and training quite hard, but without an obvious deadline,
yeah,
before the Yorkshire Marathon starts to loom.
Yes.
It's exactly where I want to be.
Just training generally to get fitter and happier sort of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm training for, really. I'm not training for the Yorkshire Marathon. I'm training to get work done and
yes.
enjoy my days.
Yes, yeah.
See
absolutely.
Greenery and sky.
Well, that's the thing when you start to... For me, when I start to get over 50 miles and as I approach my 50th year...
Yes, yeah.
It can tie you out for other stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just... During the summer, I want to get fitter... I want to do some fast track races, which I love.
I'm going ahead to get a picture of you. Just say that. Looking good coming across Highbury Fields. Look at you. Here he is. Oh, backwards. I haven't done enough football for this. I can't do it. Phone's broken.
No, the phone's broken.
Has it? Oh, bless
That's annoying.
It.
Thanks, phone. You really let me down.
Has it honestly broken?
Yeah, look at that. Oh. Something crazy happening on my screen. Well, okay, you just have to mentally picture that.
Yeah, so I want to get fitter and faster, but I just want to enjoy my summer.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Keep use running to keep my weight down and my mind sharp.
Yes.
And just chill out, you know.
Which it does, which it can
yeah, yeah,
do.
Yeah, my goodness, I really miss it when I'm injured.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awful, which is why I'm taking it gradually, just so I can run more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I hate being injured.
Yes.
It's yeah, like
it does
losing
make you really twitchy,
it's like losing
it?
A doctor, isn't it? It's like losing a support system, isn't it,
yeah,
when you can't
that's
run.
Right. And comedy does that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I did notice that,
that week
when I was
you
running
gig.
But not gigging, I was like, it's not enough.
Yeah.
I've got one of my guy ropes down, but the other side of the tent is
yes.
flapping.
Yeah, you need to gig.
No. And family, you know, the support and love of your family around you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, especially on Father's Day.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Occasionally looking yeah. you in the eye.
Maybe even making breakfast. What with it?
Hey.
Street wrestling going on.
A really,
they were laughing so much.
Really huge black lad getting pushed around by his mate, by the girl.
She
That's
was
so funny.
She knew what she was doing. She was telling him she had the centre of gravity very low.
She really did. She was working him, wasn't she?
That and their funny. Mate was really having trouble drawing breath.
Yeah.
That was good. So, I went to... Did you see the picture of the windmill on my Facebook page?
The picture of the windmill?
It's on my... If you didn't see it, it's a beautiful place. I went to Brill Common.
Right.
Tolkien lived there.
Oh, yes.
And they say that the old ancient clay mine, Wibbly Wobbly Hills on the... looking down across the Vale of Aylesbury, inspired the Shire.
All right.
In The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. It's a stupidly beautiful place. With a windmill perched on top of it.
Yeah.
And I went there on the way to Bicester the other day. And my lace is under.
Go for it.
So.
What, you went there on your own on the way somewhere?
Yeah, I was in between visiting my dad, which I only saw my dad for about half an hour in the end because I couldn't get out of London because everyone was going to Grenfell Tower.
Right.
So fair enough. In fact,
yeah,
I had,
course, yeah.
in a selfish, weird way, imagine it being a bit of a pilgrimage myself. I was going
right.
to drive past and have a think about it and stuff.
Yeah.
But I couldn't because everyone was walking and having this silent march.
Right.
So anyway, got to my dad, spent about half an hour with him. But, you know, that's enough really because
yes.
he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's nice, you know, and it counts.
Yeah.
But then I went back to where I grew up. I drove through near the village I lived in when I was a teenager and through Tame where I went to school and out to Brill Common. So gorgeous. And I thought... Oh, you know, I was kind of thinking, I wish it was, you know, the old days when I was up there with my mates, getting the guitar out or having to get 50-50. Or I wish my wife was there. We'd been there on a couple of dates early on. And although I spoke to her on the phone when I was there.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking about me and you doing a summer solstice dawn run. And I went there on the summer solstice once. Me and some friends were up
right.
the night before, and it got to whatever, half
yeah.
one.
You decided to
stay up.
Yeah.
Stay up for a bit longer, go down yeah. there, you know. Of course, it just turned into much more of a quest than it sounds like. You know.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Why
the
not?
The minute you decide to stay up all night is a minute you really want to go to bed, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. And we so we got there. I mean, that was rubbish. We went there. It was cold.
Right.
It was all becoming
grouchy. Yeah.
You actually watch the sunrise. It's absolutely beautiful. Good. Let's get back home. Go to bed. But I didn't remember any of that at the time. I was just thinking, oh, we could do that. It'd be so fun. I was thinking, when it comes down to it, It's all good.
Yes.
I was there, spoke to my wife, saw my dad.
Absolutely.
We're here now.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's all... It's that thing of muchness.
Trying to rush to the next place. I mean, I had that yesterday. So obviously I didn't want to drive to Minehead.
No.
I wanted to be with my family all. And then I got back and, you know, I'd wanted them to take the football and no one hadn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that kind of dad's back, but nothing's perfect sort of scenario.
And it's never perfect, is it?
Exactly, yeah. But I realised as I launched into a bottle with Rachel.
Yeah.
I just had a really good day along the way, you know.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I'd had a laugh with Andre. It was quite good fun. Nicking petrol for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's just a lot of fun going
adventures.
On.
We're having adventures all the time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, watching the World Cup highlights that they did manage to tape.
Yeah.
Bit of Love Island. Go to bed, wake
I heard
up, go
that
for a run.
Love Island developed a bit last night.
To be honest, after my early championing of the show, I haven't been watching it that much because I've been gigging.
Yeah.
The thing that's most amusing to me is the guy with the most social status off screen, has none on it.
Right.
Alex, the doctor.
Right.
No one's interested in him. But because he's professional and qualified and... Do you know what I mean? There's a different metric.
Yeah.
He's not really tanned.
No.
But he's also got no flirting game at all. I mean, bless him. But it's
but again, that's
he's
not
quite
really
funny.
A bad thing in life, is it?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
It's quite good. It's good to be able to flirt, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it shows
a... To a level.
It shows a certain warmth and interaction.
Yes.
I mean, there's
more
to flirting than just getting off with people.
Absolutely. It's about fun, isn't it?
And,
but it's just... it's just funny to watch it play out, you know.
Yeah.
So I ended up having a good day.
Did you get...
Despite never being in the place really where I wanted to be.
Did you red wine it up?
Not massively. We had... I mean, we drank quickly because I didn't sit down till 11. It's about quarter to 11. We drank a bottle and a half before I got to bed.
Yeah.
So respectable.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Respectable turnout. Got to bed about 12:30. We drank a bottle and a half in about an hour and a half.
Yeah. I have not... I drank a lot less this week.
Right.
But I did fail to... There's a lot of negatives in the sentence, but I failed to not drink beer.
Right. So you drank beer constantly, sort of?
No, just a couple of times.
Right.
I wasn't going to have any.
Right.
I had a... I was in that pub in Dudley just to show I was...
Oh, you got to
so no one
there.
Killed me.
Yeah.
And
you got to have a drink.
180 a pint as well.
Oh,
I mean,
mate. I would say it's happy hour, but that would be too ironic.
I paid a different kind of price.
Yeah.
I got to the pub just as happy I started, and they said, "Can I help you, mate?"
You're here when you don't need
to. Coming? Did you bring happiness to Dudley?
Are you the entertainment?
Quite a mistake.
Lovely gig. Thanks, everyone. Had a great time. it really was, you know.
Well, I've been there a couple of weeks before Dudley in a way worse gig than the Civic, because the Civic's fantastic.
Yeah, really good. But often you get that when you go to a place like that. There is a kind of...
The crowd just love it, don't they?
Yeah. And ultimately, it really is. I mean, aside from my story, it's really true. Is that comedy is the way you meet that, you know?
Yeah.
If I just turned up for my set, I wouldn't have anything negative to say about that at all.
Yeah.
Because there's this joy. You know, I did a gig in Tipton, and it was in... You know, when I was trying to find it, I was like, this is a real bleak spot. And when I got there, it was really small.
Yeah.
And the gig was so
yes,
good.
Yeah,
The vibe, you know, people
the
get
people,
it.
The people.
Particularly, actually, in Birmingham and the Black Country, people have just got a real sense of
humour. Oh, the Birmingham
where they
crowds
are
fantastic.
In life.
Yeah, because they don't take it that seriously.
No, and they know it's not really rubbish. It's just kind of superficially, you know, it's more like... there's no sort of history of it being great.
It's their comedy
like,
persona that it's a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
They know it's good fun there.
And it's great, yeah, exactly. So, my bad, don't go early.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you say, when it comes down to it, the conclusion is you've got to, this is this.
Everywhere
you can't think we'll do this later or I wish I was doing this.
Everywhere you go, there you are.
Yeah.
Where else can you be, mate, where you are at the time?
Enjoy the company when you're travelling alone. Yeah. Make sure each journey is a journey home. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, really special. Lovely.
But that's why running's good, isn't it? To spin off a bit lyrical, especially the end of races.
Yeah.
You feel like you've arrived somewhere and you're different, but it's totally familiar, isn't it?
Yes.
Something about the end of a big race. that's so deeply peaceful.
Yeah, you're kind of glimpsing change.
Yeah.
And in that change, you're seeing that nothing really changed at all.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful, like. But then you get a medal.
They give you a medal.
There's a bloke with water, like.
Sometimes you get a Kenny Beagle.
You might have a PB or you might not have a PB. Then someone takes your chipping off your laces, like. And then the T-shirt doesn't fit. What's the point? So you write to the organisers and they don't get back.
We never get back to you.
Well, that's the last time
I'm doing it. How many times? How many times you emailed the organisers?
Dear organisers,
I got a Kenny bag and it wasn't a big light in it.
I thought this was an event for real runners. I turned up.
Or you could be a 9-year-old running in Wales and you're like, I'm great, I ran off.
Yes.
I'm feeling really good, I'm so fast. I'm, you know, I'm a kid. I'm just like a coiled spring.
Yes.
Get into the second lap.
Ooh,
get to the hill.
Yeah.
Slightly difficult on this hill.
Well, you've learned your lesson now, haven't you, mate? Steady pace wins the race.
Here's your middle.
Nice. We got to.
We're starting with cresting Newington Green on our left. When we lived here, we used to. I don't know whether she still lives here. Samantha Morton, quite a famous actress.
Oh,
used to live in one of these.
During
houses.
Love.
Yes, used to live in one of these.
Fantastic
houses.
And where to find them. Very I've talented. Never seen her around here.
She used to live around here.
Yeah, back when.
Oh, let me assure you, she used to.
When you and Sarah Cox were on MTV.
Yeah, regular visitors, yes. Well, thing is, sir, what you need to do is
have
a very successful career.
Here's something. That would be my tip.
She
to
runs
you.
As well. We should get Cox on.
I know, I'd love to have Sarah Cox on.
She might do it.
Yeah, well, she's a
she
good.
She might do
it. It's that classy thing. Like, Johnny, mate, you just. And with people who are famous, you think, well, that's a good person.
Yeah.
I really like them. You're like. It's like something I've done at Quixote. You just assume that they're going to want to be friends back.
Yes, yeah, and that's why they're so popular.
Yeah, that's
because they make everyone feel like they're.
I've worked with Sarah Cox, and she didn't want to be friends back.
Yeah,
but you know, she's busy. She's got real friends. Yeah. Fair enough. That guy's got a nice suit. Look.
Yeah, that's a good.
Really sharp.
It's a good start to the day.
Oh yeah.
He seems to be just going downstairs.
I think he might be an estate agent, right? But he still looks great.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, but I did. Here's something I wasn't going to address because I come off super grumpy. But it's
come on, Grumps.
It's
come on,
worth talking about with all this talk of what we were doing in the 80s and stuff. On Saturday night, it was. I think it was all right in the 80s. Was on.
You're on telly.
I was on telly.
Yes.
And someone got in touch and said that I was ripping off your job, and that you did that, and you know, it was like basically, oh, he's copying Paul. And I've done so many of those shows over so many years, and it's just, it's, you know, it basically is someone getting in touch saying, don't forget, Rob, Paul's more famous than you. Well, I didn't forget, and I won't, and it's not funny.
It was only
what, Paul?
I saw it as quite elevated running commentary bants.
I bet you did. The main thing is I've taken so much grief down the years for doing those shows that to then get grief as if I'm some kind of tyro, you can't have both.
I tell you what, those shows are quite nice. You feel it when you don't get asked to do those shows.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't do those so much anymore. I used to do a lot of them. Then I'd just do football ones.
Yeah.
And now I don't do it. The last one I did was an hour about Michael McIntyre.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the last one I did. So
I did one.
You fall off the.
They do. They don't
off the radar. Yeah.
There's a kind of, and it's funny, isn't it? Because when you first doing them, you're kind of snooty about them.
Yeah.
Then you get into it.
Yeah.
And then they're asking other people who are probably feeling quite snooty about them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I really liked it. I always said no if I wasn't interested. You know. I mean, I really could talk about the 80s for an hour.
Yes.
And a lot of those old TV show pop music ones, they kind of go, can I show you the video? It's like, you don't need to. I remember.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to show me a clip
that's when
Take On Me.
That's when it's really fun though, isn't it? Getting paid to just
just
batter on about what you already know. But I once got paid to chat on Radio 5 Live about Eric Cantona for an hour.
Yeah.
With another Man United fan.
Were you going to go into New
York? That's just easy money.
Yeah. But, you know, if only there was some way we could just record our opinions about everything and put them out there into the world.
We need a forum for that.
Yeah, we need some kind of forum.
And maybe just blend it in with our love of running.
Whoa! pigeon attack. Right, here's us in Newington Green. Let's get a picture.
Should we just stop?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're stopped. Nice place
to stop. It's been really
good.
We talked about some good stuff. And
I've really enjoyed it.
I'm sorry about all the moaning. I really am trying to be a good person and you know,
funny,
be a bit hippie
about the
whole
good.
Thing.
Funny grumps are good.
That's
it's
right.
All good. So get in touch. Tell us what running's doing for you this summer. As I say, I'm taking it nice and easy, but July the 5th, I want to do the Club 5K on the track, get my spikes out. So it's just trying to distance for a couple of weeks and then a couple of training, couple of track sessions, and then I'm going to give it a go and probably get injured again.
And I'm park running. I'm going to park run next Saturday. That's, I think, the 23rd.
I'm going to do Manchester Park Run this coming weekend.
Okay, yeah. So which South Manchester?
I'm going to be doing the Stretford one, yeah.
Stretford Park Run on the 23rd for Paul.
Yeah.
I'll be at South Manchester Park Run, Platfields on the 30th.
I thought you were going to be there on the 23rd, and that would have been
I'm not going to the week after.
Right.
They can't. Manchester can't handle us both at once.
I'll tell you what, there'll come a time purely through chance and happenstance where we're away together for a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? You know what's going to happen, thanks. One
then,
of these
then,
days,
then,
we're going to have to
we'll
go on tour together.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Never mind. Thank you. Running commentary, running gear.
But once
it's going to be the running commentary tour.
Once we get off
and
with
all 30
it'll be,
of
it'll
you.
It'll be like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Because we'll run from venue to venue. When we arrive, we'll be mobbed by middle-aged blokes who want to talk about running.
or we'll
really
get to the venue.
Out.
You'll get locked out of the sound check. Because
you're
being nice to a guy about his phone.
Yeah.
And I'll get really, really grumpy because someone talks to me. Basically, someone has got a sense of security and is worried that I'm going to steal something. Yeah, so good. Something to look forward to.
So give us a shout. And also, I think that is worth another shout. The park run that we might be able to win.
Yeah.
I know it sounds childish, but I will go there.
Absolutely.
If you send us one, that you can win it. We're running at the moment about 20 minutes dead. Please tell me, and I'll be there.
In it to win it. And if you go do a run and they give you a bag at the end, it's got a few tokens for local services and a T-shirt, then let us know.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.